First, giving honor to God, to our pastor, Reverend Thomas Jefferson Rogers, and to my New Bethlehem church family. I am LaCosta Gaston, and this is my Fruitful Talk from the Pew message on gentleness. The definition of gentleness is the quality of being kind, tender, and mild-mannered. The meaning of gentleness in the Bible is to have a humble heart and be kind toward others. This is something that may not come off naturally, but it can be learned. How can you become gentler and kinder towards your fellow man? By reading the Word of God and allowing God to come into your heart. Gentleness is a trait that is of God, and He wants His children to become gentler as He is. Gentleness puts others first by showing love, peace, and consideration. Those are also some great characteristics of being a Christian, which is being Christ-like. 1 Corinthians 4 and 21 tells us that, shall I come to you with a rod of discipline, or shall I come in love and with a gentle spirit? I have always been taught and told that you should treat people how you want to be treated. Gentleness reminds us that we are all sinners. The Word tells us that we have all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But God has told us that we need to be strong and of good courage, for He will never leave us nor forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:6. We often think that gentleness is showing a sign of being soft and weak, but God has never shown us that He's weak. He is very strong and mighty. Philippians 4 and 5 tells us that to let your gentleness be known to all men. So just because someone else does not want to show a sign of gentleness towards you, does not mean that you should be the same way as they are. Show kindness regardless. Remember, you will and you are responsible for your actions toward your fellow man. You can't act out by your flesh, but you can act out by the Spirit of God, and that is to show kindness. It is a beautiful and peaceful thing to be a gentle person, both in your relationship with God the Father and with your fellow brother. We must also pray every day for God to decrease our selfish ways so that He may increase in everything we say, do, and think. Gentleness can also be in how you speak to one another. You can't hate or throw insults to others. Our speech can sometimes be harsh and harmful, but we must not be that way. Speaking with gentleness means that you can tell the truth and show respect without acting out of character. Harsh words can be replaced with kind and loving words. That is like when God is speaking to us. He does not do it in a harmful way. He speaks to us with a soft and a gentle tone. He truly showed us His gentleness when He died on the cross for us all. But He did not stay dead. We know that on the third day, He got up with all power in His hands. We have that same power to be gentle and kind. We can use that power in our words, action, love, giving, and the most important one, the way we live. This is a pruning stage that we all must go through in life. The more we be out the fleshly ways, the more we are growing in Christ. Being gentle can truly make a big difference in your life. Gentleness also means giving up the right to judge what is best for ourselves and others. God is not concerned with our comfort, as He is concerned more with our spiritual growth. And He knows how to grow us far better than we do. So ask yourself, when was the last time you showed a sign of gentleness? If you cannot think of that moment, today is the perfect day to start. Thank you.